As the negative news piled up, the downward pressure increased, forcing share prices lower. The latest U.S. GDP figures from Friday drove the Asian markets down, with the Tokyo and Hong Kong indices both losing nearly 4%. Hours later, the same story played out in Europe, where share prices headed down. Financial stocks in particular were weaker, led by the banking giant HSBC, that reported a nearly 70% drop in 2008 net profits. The institution also announced it was looking to raise just under $18 billion in new capital through a share issue. HSBC Chairman Stephen Green says raising that money now makes good business sense for the future.
These are extraordinary times. They're very turbulent. They're very volatile. And I think it's right that we should make sure that our capital continues to be absolutely beyond question in these extraordinary times. Banks all over the place have been raising capital, some from governments, some from the market. The market is expecting higher levels of capital, and I think it's right that we should be ahead of those expectations, if you will.
Julian Scan from the banking consultancy firm Accenture says it appears the move is being done for the right reasons.
The move is to provide a capital base for the bank so that it doesn't have any disruption to its strategy over the next 5 years. So I think it is a good move to do it once rather than do it a number of times, which could erode shareholder confidence. It is a large amount of money. What they're saying is that it's largely for acquisitions rather because they're distressed. So I think, you know, it's a good thing.
HSBC also plans to eliminate some 6,000 jobs in the U.S. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Brown has flown out to Washington. He'll be meeting with President Obama at the White House on Tuesday in discussing what Brown calls the Global New Deal, a series of coordinated international actions aimed at easing the worldwide economic downturn. The British leader will also address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday before returning home. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.